May 3rd, 2015, in the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, the United States of America, on God's great, good planet Earth. In the book of Isaiah, the Jewish Old Testament, the Christian Old Testament, Isaiah chapter, well, I want to put it to you in the real. Isaiah chapter 1, and I'm reading from verse 3. It says, "An ox knows its owner, and a donkey its master's manger. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand." Now, this was an indictment against the prophet Isaiah, against the nation Israel, so many years ago. And the verse starts off in verse 2. It says, "Listen, O heavens, and hear, O earth, for the Lord speaks, sons that I have reared and brought up, but they have revolted against me." And then in verse 3 it says, "The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's manger." Okay? "But Israel does not know. My people do not understand." That's where we are today in America. Yeah, I was upset. I was upset a few days ago, and I ought to be. That's why I put up that beautiful picture of my son, Mario, who is now in Puerto Rico seeking employment so that he can continue his world tours. Please keep him lifted up. He's going through all the monies that he's earned, and he sees what economics is all about. But he has benefited so many people's lives. Just think about the people in Haiti under the Light Project. If you want to check out Mario, maybe I better put his website up there so you can tag right into it so more of you can go there and see what Mr. Canto is doing. He's doing a fine job. That's when we were doing a little guitar bungle thing in the coffee shops and stuff like that. We had high ambitions for that stuff. Yeah, great times. Let's say that America doesn't get right. Let's say that America gets it all wrong, because, you know, here they're talking about trying these police officers, and then they're talking about letting them off. I don't even want to talk about that way. Have you lost your way? Have I lost my way? Stay in the book of Isaiah. And in chapter 1, it goes on and it says in verse 16, this is God's call for cleansing. That's what I like to call this. And it is a very practical admonition. It says, "Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your deeds from my sight. Cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, reprove the ruthless, defend the orphan, plead for the widow." Verse 18 says, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, okay, they will be white as snow." Now, I know this is figurative language for a lot of you, and you don't believe in sins. You don't believe in those things. You don't, and that's okay. That's okay. You don't have to believe in this old ancient language. You know, a lot of people believe today that they can just live any kind of way they want to live. And then what they try to do is they try to label us African Americans as some kind of a superstitious things when we resurrect this God that we can't prove that exists. Your conscience proves that he exists. There's certain things that I cannot do because my conscience will not let me go there. Okay? My conscience will not let me go there. And so I have to abide by my conscience, and there's one thing that I will not do. I will not deny my own conscience. I will not ever do that. I would be improper to do something like that. Wash yourselves, verse 16 again, remove the evil deeds from my sight. God says, get it out of myself. He says, make yourself clean. That means pure or innocent. And then when it talks about remove the evil, in other words, the moral wickedness that you are involved in, thrust that all from you. It's a call to action. That's what it is. When it talks about seeking justice, that is sound and beautiful. Seek a verdict and a judgment. See, we don't do that. In other words, vindicate the fatherless. Vindicate the innocent. That young lad needed to be vindicated. I'm not talking about the sin that he's done, but what about the sin that all of us has done? Oh, my goodness, my goodness. As I watch or peer out of the Lucy Coleman studio and watch my neighbor water his plants on this gorgeous Sunday morning, and I have papers to grade, so I have to finish doing that and set up for next week, and then I'll be free. But I'm not free. I'm going to go and get some paint, and I'm going to start painting certain things in my house and doing that. I thank God that physically I feel wonderful. And wait a minute, listen. I want to read this to you guys because I went to the hospital a couple of weeks ago, and they tested my heart, and they said, man, your heartbeat is slow, John. And it didn't cause me any difficulty, because if that happens to me, I can merely just attribute that to me slowing down my heart. I do that a lot. I eat the right kind of foods. I exercise. I relax. I don't let things stress me, nor do I allow people to stress me anymore the way I did when I was pastoring a church. I refuse to let people stress me. I don't let people judge me, because I don't know what's going on in their heads, and that's their life. I met one of the guys that used to be, and I'll tell you about the report in a minute. I met one of the guys that used to be a member of my congregation. I just dropped by his house to visit, he and his wife and his son, out of the blue. I was on the way to the fight last night and at a friend's home. And I dropped by, and my God, the guy is lifting weights. He's taking care of himself. He's losing weight. His body looks fine, and he complimented me. He said, gee, PJ, you're looking good too. And so I just said, whoopee, there you are. And he told me something very interesting. He said, you know what I've discovered? And I asked him what. He said, I've got to do me. I got to live me. And he said, I want to sit down and talk to you about that. So I said, well, you know where I live. Whenever you want to come by, come on by. See, and I'm not concerned about what people know about me, think about me, or anything. You can think anything you want. I'm not living for you. I'm very happy. Everything in my life is beautiful. All right. I had a Dr. Damsker. He tried to send me an email on my Kaiser Permanente. He said, hello, my name is Dr. Damsker, and I am covering for your doctor, Dr. Song, while he is out of the office. He said, I wanted to let you know about your recent testing, because they took me in the hospital and put some stuff. They sped up my heart and all that kind of stuff. I had to come back the next day, take some tests. And they said, your recent nuclear stress showed no indication of decreased blood flow called ischemia. This is excellent news. Let me know if you have any questions or concerns. I'm 71 years old, and I told them, I said, you need not be concerned, because they said, you're only getting 60 beats per minute. I told them, that's all I want. My heart beats 1 second, boom, 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 boom. And of course, when I walk, it gets a little faster. But I said, I like it like that. And he said that my blood pressure is normal, just working on my cholesterol, keeping that normal, and no stress, just no stress, no stress at all. I'm doing good. And I thank God for that. And I have been able to help a couple of guys this month. I was able to help one guy. Seriously, he was maybe being evicted. I had to help him, you know, keep him above the surface. Excuse me, it's difficult out there. And I try to help people from time to time. Live a good life. Make a new friends all of the time. Did you hear that little ding, ding bell? See, today is Jerron Rhodes' birthday. Well, happy birthday, Jerron. He is living back on the East Coast over there and working for NPR and doing very, very well. Congratulations, Jerron made 30 years old. I met him a number of years ago when he was visiting LA under a work project, and it's good to keep in touch with my friends. And I keep in touch with a few of them on Facebook. So, I just wanted to share with you folks that, well, this is what I'll say about my defense against racism and all that kind of stuff. Isaiah chapter 1, that's my key scripture in today's short but important webcast. And it says, therefore, verse 24 of Isaiah chapter 1 says, therefore, the Lord God of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, declares, ah, I will be relieved of my adversaries and avenge myself on my foes. I will also turn my hand against you and will smelt away your dross as with lye, and will remove all your alloy. Then I will restore your judges at the first as at the first, and your counselors as at the beginning. After that, you will be called the city of righteousness, a faithful city. You know what God is saying? God is saying, I'm going to repay you for your turning your back on me. America, you need to know that. We need to know that. You know, you may not, with much jurisdiction, if I can say that, you may not with much jurisdiction pay attention to what God might be saying to you, but in the future, we all will. That's the whole point of that. All right, that's it. My time's about up. I got to get out of here. God bless you. Stay into the Word of God just like me. Open up that Bible. Take a look at it. You know, a good book to look at. Oh, my goodness, I did a study. Just flipped my Bible to the book of Haggai. Haggai begins to, with the temple building. Man, just reading my Bible with the notes that I have in it and the outlines that I have all around it. Man, this is good. This is good. I think I'll read a little bit of my Bible today and get caught up. Hey, God bless you. Thanks for coming to the website.